You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One, this time live with actress Michelle Weaver. Produced by Mara Brock Akil and Salim Akil, and based on their real-life relationship, this new series follows a modern-day power couple in Black Hollywood balancing successful careers and family during the course of many years. In this one-on-one, we get to talk to Michelle about authentic television, what it means to have perspective to love, and what love is exactly. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat with me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, same to you.
I was wondering, you know, with Love is starting in June. Is it June 19th? Is that right? Or June 15th? I might have the date wrong.
June 19th.
Can you tell us a little bit about Can you tell us a little bit about the show and how you came to be associated with it?
Yeah, so the show is loosely based off of Mara Brock Akil and Salim Akil's relationship and careers in Hollywood. Starting off in the 90s. And so it's a love story, but you also get to follow two people going after their dreams and their aspirations and kind of the struggles between your personal and professional life. I was introduced to a project. It's like, you know, an average actor. I went in and auditioned. And so I went through that process and was lucky enough for them to choose me to play Mary.
It looks like a great show. I'm excited for its release. It was loosely based on Mara Brock Akil. She produced the show, did she not?
Yes. So she's the showrunner, she's the writer, she's the creator.
Okay.
She even directed the first and last episode of the season. So she was very heavily involved in it.
Yeah, I was wondering, what was it like working with her? Did you feel any added pressure developing a character that was created based on the creator of the show?
You know, I feel like more other people would tell me that. Like, oh my God, I must be so much pressure. I think, you know, even when I went through the audition process, I didn't really research her. I knew of her, of course. And I knew of her work, but I read the description and I read the sides and I was like, oh, I know this girl. Like, I feel like I know her. So I was like, I'm just going to play it truthfully from my own experiences. And then through the testing process, she kind of added to it. And then from there, I was like, oh, I get it. But I didn't want to. It was really important for me to not try and force anything. I think it is hard for me to find someone who's not, especially someone that you're seeing, but the more that I would be around Mara, I would see why she did choose me in a sense, because we have a very similar essence and personality. Of course, we're still two different human beings with two different experiences, but, you know, we're both joyful, hardworking believers. We both are dreamers. And, you know, women who laugh a lot, so we're underestimated. But, you know, at the same time, we won't let other people's underestimation keep us from doing what we want. We'll go after what we want. So that was the key, is like to really bring to life those things that I saw in Mara. And then, you know, she was on set, so I could ask her questions. And she's a really encouraging person. So I didn't feel as much pressure as maybe people thought. It was good pressure. It wasn't bad pressure, if that makes sense. It wasn't negative. It was always like, well, try this, do this, do this. Let's expand here, let's expand there. It was very collaborative. It was a good experience to work with her.
When you use the word collaborative, it sounds like you guys had a really great relationship on set. I was wondering, too.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead. I was just agreeing with you.
Oh, okay. One of the things that I've heard you say, especially about this project, is that you're looking for authentic television, or you think people are looking for authentic television. Mm-hmm. I was wondering what you meant by that.
I think people, in the essence, are very simple and yet complex. And I feel like, you know, as you know, even if you look, I studied theater in college, and you look at the history of theater and how the trends and what people wanted to see in storytelling would change and evolve. And in an era right now, I think people, there's so much fakeness going on, there's so much advertisement, there's so much things being thrown in our face all the time that actually we're more drawn to just genuineness more than anything. So I think people are hungry. If you look at the shows that are very successful, you know, like This Is Us and like even like Stranger Things, even though it's like a strange world, there's something very authentic and just simple. It's like you see people and people are complex. They don't always understand why they're doing what they're doing, but we all are the same. We're all connected. And that's one thing I do appreciate about Mara's writing in general. If you look at her repertoire, is that she brings characters that aren't always doing the right thing, because none of us always do the right thing.
Right.
We make mistakes, we make decisions because we don't know the end result. We're in the moment, we only have limited information. And so in this show, every character is complex. You see them on a good day, you see them on a bad day. And I think that's what we're hungry to see, is just humans. And it's refreshing, and it encourages us so that we can, you know, not beat ourselves up so much, you know? It's something we all have journeys, we all have good days, we all have bad days. So that's kind of what I meant with that, to be able to see complex people that we can relate to.
Yeah, that's interesting that you say that, because with complexity often sort of comes perspective. And I was wondering, do you think there's sort of an element of perspective to love? And in this particular show, does that sort of come out?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think love, that's why love is so confusing to people, because it's like, sometimes you feel like you're in love and then you feel like you're not in love. And you're like, is it still love? Or like, what is it? And so it really does dive into that. You know, it's like, okay, what if the person you think you're in love is actually has baggage? Are you still in love with them, or suddenly you can't be in love with them anymore? So you see everybody, and you see, and that's the thing, when people fall, that's why I even said in the interview for OWN, is that when people fall in love, there's the people watching it happen and the people that are in it, and it looks different. It looks different from the outside than from the people inside. And so you also get to see that. You get to see, you know, Mary's mother's perspective, Nasir's mother's perspective. You get to see the family, the friends. And that's such a real experience, too, because, you know, when you fall in love, you want everyone to fall in love with the person you fall in love with as well. But some people, for their own reasons, might be hesitant or not be hesitant.
Yeah, that makes sense. The show is based in the 90s, and it follows the journey of African-Americans in Hollywood. I was wondering, you know, if it's does it tackle social issues that we're dealing with at that point, or have things progressed? Are they more healthy now? I was just wondering what the challenges were that are coming out in the show.
Yeah, I think we're able to show... Naturally, when you go back in time, you're going to comment on the current time, because everything that's happening currently is an evolution of what already has happened. So we do deal with the things that was, you know, happening in Black Hollywood in the 1990s. And what is interesting is to see what things have improved and what things are still the same. And you will get to see that. I think that's kind of what you're asking. Like, is there still the same issues, or is there actually an evolution? Has there been progression? And you'll see that there has been a progression, but you also see some of the same things that people, you know, cry out for now, they were crying out for back then. And it was just to see us. And I think it all goes back to authenticity, you know? People want to see truth on screen, not just like, not just characters. And we do see, you know, as we playing a woman, Mary, in the 1990s, and the writers were mostly filled with men, you do see that kind of balance, and you do see that there was definitely a double standard. Even if it was very subtle, it was there. between the difference between a woman and a man. And you get to see, you know, and what is happening right now in Hollywood. You know, the cry for the woman's voice to be heard is louder than ever, and it's finally making seeds and making movement. So you kind of just get to see, like, how it was still there back then.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so 20 years later.
And Steve, last question.
Okay, great. Thanks. Well, Michelle, here's the obvious question then. Based on the title, what is love then? What does it mean to you or Nuri?
Love, yes. I feel that's a good question. I think Nuri's still really figuring out what love is. And I think that's what is allowed. You're allowed to explore what love is. It's not a single definition, a single meaning, or a single feeling. And it's also not one moment. It's something that grows. It's something that is worked on. It's something that's added to. You add to love throughout time, if that makes sense. So for me, I mean, personally, I think love is a journey. You've made a decision to journey with someone through the good and through the bad. And that's what love is. If you can love them on their worst day, then you can love them on their best day, too.
That's great. That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Michelle. It's a real privilege to chat with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been great.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.